Welcome to the Sparketing Podcast, where you will learn online marketing completely for free, because who better to grow your business than you?
In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the basics of digital marketing that will have the largest impact on your business for growing it and making it successful. So let's dive right in. Hey everybody, what's good? Hope that everything is going well for you today. Today, I'm going to talk about very basic things about digital marketing that are going to have the biggest impact for your business. And this is something I'm really excited about because it's kind of a common theme of what I talk about is the 80-20 principle, where 80% of your results come from only 20% of your actions. This is heavily reliant on that theory. 80% of the results you're going to see in your digital marketing campaigns are going to come from only about 20% of the things you actually do. And you need to learn how to eliminate the rest. And if you can do that up front, you'll save yourself a lot of time. I personally have been in digital marketing for about 5 years now, and I didn't really have anybody there to just show me the ropes of what really worked and what really didn't work. Instead, I had to learn everything for myself through experience. Now, I'm happy that this happened to me, but I hope that my notes that I've taken over the years will help you to not have to suffer through 5 years of research, but that you'll be able to just implement what I've learned through my research, and maybe you can come up with some of your own theories yourself, come up with some of your own results-based things yourself. But I'm going to give you just some basic things that you should do in your digital marketing and that eliminate the fluff and help you have a huge impact with very minimal action. So the number one thing we'll talk about here, first off, is SEO. So SEO, if you don't know, is search engine optimization. Basically what this means is it's anything that you can do on site or off of your site that is helping it grow organically. So organic simply means not paid, not through paid advertising, not through buying ads, but rather by generating content or wording things on your website a certain way, or promoting to your web to your audience through blogging or things like that that are organic, that do not cost money per se. So in SEO, the most important thing that you can do that's going to have a major impact right away that you're probably not doing is having a consistent blog. It's hard to create content. It's really hard to ideate new things to write about, to talk about every single day. And it's even harder to write intelligently about those things, especially if you're not a gifted writer. But even if you're not, you can learn how to become a good copywriter for SEO just by jumping in and doing it. So starting a blog is something that a lot of businesses don't think really will benefit them. For example, if you are a dental practice, now dentists have websites. Most dentists have websites, and dentists are actually really into SEO. If you didn't know that, that may be a fun fact for you. SEO for dentists, there are entire companies built off of only dental clients for SEO. It's crazy how much they love SEO. But some of them don't think that blogging really pertains to them because they think, what could I possibly write about that would be valuable and drive customers in? Because all that we could write about is medical things, like, you know, how to do a root canal or these kind of things. And that's not useful. Well, actually it is. When you are providing free content that is valuable and that's keyword focused, people will find you, and then your website, your practice will stand out above your competitors. And yes, it's true that people probably at the beginning won't come in droves because of your blog, but if you could get one person, that's one more person than you had before. And blogging is a free endeavor. All it takes is your time. So that's the number one thing. It'll have a humongous impact. If you are not blogging for your business, you absolutely need to get on that. Now, if you're an Instagram personality or a Facebook personality, Twitter, whatever, and you don't actually have your own website, there is still a way that you can write on a blog and get good SEO value without having your own website. And that's by going onto medium.com and starting a blog there. It's even easier because you don't have to set up the website yourself. You don't have to format your own blog posts. You kind of just can get all of your pictures from Medium. You can have all your formatting done by Medium. And all you have to do is come up with the words. So that is a great tool. If you don't have your own website, I highly recommend Medium. Now, the downside is yes, you're going to be giving some of your, a lot of your authority to Medium, which means that all of the link juice, all of the great, you know, results that you bring through that blog, a lot of the credit's going to go back to Medium as opposed to your own blog. So you won't be building your own brand necessarily that way, but you will be driving leads still. So at the very least, if you don't have a website, get on Medium. If you do have a website, start blogging. At least put something out every month. That's like the bare minimum, but you should really be blogging every week and a couple times a week if you can. The more content that you can put out for free, the more people will say, wait, this is what this person's putting out for free? I can't wait to see what they have for a paying customer. It must be unbelievable. So provide value that way. Now, let's go to social media marketing. What's the thing in social media marketing that will have the largest impact for your business? Honestly, there may not be one right answer, except be consistently present on whatever social platform really works for you. So if you are into handmade crafts, you might do really, really well on Pinterest, and you should hit it hard on Pinterest. You should be on there every day, following people, engaging with people, pinning their stuff. You should get to know the platform extremely well. Now, if Pinterest doesn't work for you, and say you are a business coaches do really well on Instagram. So if that's you and you are on Instagram, but you're not really doing that well, you need to seek out resources. There are tons of resources for free on how to crush it on social media, how to be just better at Instagram, get leads, get people going to your website or contacting you either through DM or through your phone number. You can be driving tons of leads from social media. So the big thing here is you need to identify the platform or platforms that really work for you. Now, the second part of this is that every single platform is completely different. If you think for 1 second that Facebook is the same as Instagram, is the same as Twitter, is the same as YouTube, is the same as Pinterest, is the same as LinkedIn, you are so mistaken, and your content is going to reach nobody. And if it does reach them, it's not going to impact them whatsoever. And that's because people go to Facebook because they have real connections with real people. So that's how you need to communicate with your business on Facebook, like a real person would communicate online, like a family member would communicate with another family member. You need to find a way to speak and engage with your customers like real people on Facebook, very intimately. Now, if you're on Instagram, everything is image-based and it's very business-oriented. And so if you're on Instagram, it's not the same content that you're going to be putting on Facebook. You can't put huge text blocks. You can't put any text blocks. All you can do is a little description and some hashtags. So everything has to be visual. And you can put videos, but they can only be a minute long. Whereas on Facebook, they can be longer. But on YouTube, you only do videos, and they can be much longer and much more in-depth than on Facebook. And they should be. So if you're just pasting your YouTube videos into Facebook, they're not going to do well. Why? Because Facebook doesn't own Google. Google owns YouTube, so they're completely different companies. So why would Facebook want to promote YouTube's content when they could promote their own content? It wouldn't make sense for them to promote YouTube videos the same. So when you post native Facebook videos that are meant for that platform, you will reach 10 times as many people, and you'll get so much more engagement. If you post a YouTube video on Facebook, you'll get nothing. Now, if you post Facebook videos on YouTube, you might have a little bit of success, but probably not. It's really more of a long form content. So it needs to be more thought out, more in depth, more edited. Whereas Facebook, the content you put out on Facebook is probably not very edited. It's very raw. It's more like a selfie video or something like that, right? So it's all different. So the main thing is get consistent on the platform that matters to you. And then number two, just make sure that you're posting content that's native to that platform and not just posting the same thing across a million different platforms. That does not work. Okay, so if you can do that for social media marketing, you'll grow your influence vastly. And your number, it'll take a while to get your numbers up, but then it'll start growing exponentially if you put the work in. Just engage with people, comment with people. And then finally, I want to talk a little bit about conversion rate optimization and just the one thing. If you could just do one thing that could make your website convert a million times better, if there's anything you get from this podcast episode today, take this little snippet of information, write it down, and implement it on your website right now, okay? I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think of the number one product or service that you would like that user to see. When they land on your website, the very first thing that they see when they see your website for the first time. Okay, just imagine that. What is the number one action that you want that user to take? What's the number one service that they could order? The number one product that they could purchase? The number one form that they could fill out? Whatever your number one, and I'm not saying get a list of your top things. I'm saying pick the most important thing, the most important action that they could take. And whatever that action is, you hammer it home above the fold. If you don't know what above the fold means, that's simply when you look on a website, everything that appears on screen right when you get onto the website, that's above the fold. Then when you start scrolling, you're below the fold. Okay, the fold is just the bottom of the screen initially. There should be a button, a call to action above the fold in the middle of the screen, right when somebody lands on there, with a very blatant descriptive thing that says, we do this thing really well. Would you like to take action X? So whatever, if you are trying to sell flowers, you say, we are the top flower boutique in New York City, and then a button that says, order flowers today. It sounds so simple, but seriously, like 75% of my clients that I've ever had didn't blatantly invite users to take action above the fold, right when users see the screen. That's insanity. What's the point of having a website if you're not actually inviting people to take action? This is not being selfish and trying to get them, trick them into purchasing. But how are users supposed to be interested in your product or service if they don't know how to access it? If they want to see your video, if they want to fill your form out, if they want to purchase your product, but they can't find it or have to scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, they're never going to get there. You have to offer this call to action right away. And then you repeat it little by little across the page. You don't want to flood the page with the same call to action, but you need it above the fold, and that will help you convert so much better. That could take you from a 0.05% conversion rate all the way up to a 2-3% conversion rate just because you're inviting people right away to take action. So that's it. If you could take anything from it, just determine your number one action and invite people to take it. That's it. You just got to invite people. That's like half of digital marketing is finding the right invitation and putting it out there. You just need to ask. People love buying things. Clearly, it's proven. People love buying things because we have an economy that is based off of people buying things, and they continue to do it. So people clearly love buying things, but they won't know how to if you don't invite them. All right, well, I hope that this was helpful for you today. Just to summarize a little bit, we talked about SEO and how you need to start a blog. That's the number one most impactful thing you could do right away in digital marketing, is starting a blog and learning how to write well for blogs for SEO. And we can go, I'll do an episode about that, how to write well for SEO blogs. Number two, we talked about social media marketing and how to identify the right platform for your business, and then to create native content for that platform and not just share the same thing over and over again. And finally, for conversion rate optimization, we talked about how you need to identify your number one action and invite users to take it. So I hope that you implement these things. I hope this provided value for you today. I will be back again later on in the week, and it's been a pleasure. Hope you have a great rest of your day.